We're here to discuss a new Dalhousie pilot project led by Dr. Kyle Wilby, Dalhousie's Associate Professor with the College of Pharmacy. Hello, Dr. Kyle. How are you doing today?
Hi there. Doing well today. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. So can you tell us a little bit about this new pilot project that you're leading?
Sure. So the project is to bring PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV, into community pharmacy so that the community pharmacist would be able to prescribe and manage the therapy for patients. PrEP is a really effective way to prevent HIV and something that really helps high-risk communities take in order to, again, get the care that they need in terms of both the medication as well as the link to care and the link to the laboratory and all those different types of things.
So why isn't PrEP already available at pharmacies?
And so the medication is, pharmacists can dispense it, but pharmacists can't prescribe it in any province in Canada right now. But because it is such a effective medication, because it's a preventative medication, and we can prescribe it based on a protocol, we're trying to bring it into pharmacies and have pharmacists be the ones to really take care of it. It's kind of similar to contraception or urinary tract infection prescribing that pharmacists in Nova Scotia can currently prescribe for. So it actually doesn't help those with HIV. It's for people to prevent transmission of HIV. And so PrEP is only indicated or provided to somebody who tests negative for HIV. And by taking it, it just gives that extra layer of protection. Also, it's part of the toolbox. That toolbox also contains things like, you know, wearing condoms, reducing the number of sexual partners. But then PrEP also provides that additional protection to help reduce the transmission of HIV, especially when HIV takes a really long time to show up in a patient. Someone could be transmitting it without even knowing. So that's where PrEP comes in and helps to protect the patient and also the community as a whole.
Are HIV cases common in the HRM? Have they increased? Are they stagnant?
So HIV has been quite, I would say, the same, coming out at the same rate in the HRM or in Nova Scotia for the past few years. But just last year in October, there was a report of increased cases. We're not exactly sure why this was, whether it was because of testing that may not have happened during the pandemic years, or there might just be new cases popping up. And so that kind of showed to us that this is a really good time to try to improve protection for people who might be at risk of HIV.
And how many patients can obtain it from pharmacies?
The study is enrolling 50 patients, and we're currently about half full. So we are still enrolling for about 25 more patients. At that time, we'll run the study for 6 months, and then hopefully by the end of the study, we'll have the results to take to our regulator and the government to make this a permanent thing in pharmacies.
For people listening who may be interested, what are the requirements to partake in the study?
So in order to be part of the study, you need to have a Nova Scotia health card, which I'm finding is a bit of a barrier for some of the participants who are wanting to take part. Also, you need to identify as one of the target populations as identified by PharmaCare. So that could be a man or transgender woman who's having sex with another man or transgender woman, someone who is already in a sexual relationship with someone who's HIV positive, no matter what their gender identity is, and or sexuality, or also anybody who injects drugs and has unknown status, sharing needles and has an unknown status of the person in terms of their HIV status that they're sharing with.
I was hoping you can share a little bit about what the stigma behind HIV is and how you think we as a population can change it.
It's a really great question, one that could probably be a whole interview for you. HIV has come a long way. So, you know, it really started back in the 1980s, and there's lots of great movies out there to kind of get a sense of what that was like. Now it's basically thought of as a chronic disease. We can treat HIV really well and typically fairly easily. However, the stigma associated with it hasn't really left yet. People still, you know, have that past maybe thoughts of what it was like back in the 80s and 90s when we were seeing different images of what HIV actually is. It's also stigmatized too because of the risk factors, so injection drug use, as well as typically in the up to us LGBTQ plus population. And people do face stigma because that is where the higher rates of HIV are usually found, and then that is the case for Nova Scotia in particular. And so because of those reasons, it can be really difficult for people to talk about it, to seek care for it, to go to, you know, a doctor, a nurse practitioner to you know, really understand what their risk factors might be for HIV. And then we find that in our, in the studies that we're doing, that that can delay care or have, you know, a patient not actually know about PrEP or ask about PrEP just simply because they don't really want to talk about it in the first place.
And when can we expect this new pilot project to be ready?
So we are just starting now. So the study is going to run for about 6 months. We'll probably have the results available in about 6 to 8 months from now. And we'll be really happy to share those when they come out. And it's not just looking at the clinical outcomes, but also looking at how pharmacists can play a role and help supporting our physicians and our nurse practitioners and our other primary care providers in this really interesting space of sexual health and really working together to prevent HIV and keep our communities safe and healthy as a whole.